Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Mike Bachman.
It's a me, Mike.
Oh, you shit.
Nika Howard.
Nika Strong.
Bachman Strong.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm going to drive the 4 hours to your house and get you, Bachman.
I want everyone to get along.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone. I'm a friend of everyone on the podcast.
Jennifer, we love
and
you.
And my mortal enemy, Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. Great to be here. Michael, I was just thinking about how we are constantly locked in a victor's struggle of fighting and hit each other with hammers, but I still love you.
I love you, too.
I love you, man.
And it's okay if you don't like the video games I like. That's fine.
I fucking love you.
Bachman, I guess I love you. In, like, a totally platonic friend way.
Wait, shit just got weird.
Oh my god. Nika's into Mike Bachman.
Oh, nice.
I gotta go. I gotta Bachman, go confess to Carrie.
I filet-ho love you.
Oh, man. This is a deep Christian evangelical joke right now.
Nika, we got that agape.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
I don't get it. Can you explain it?
There's different kinds of love in Greek, and they're all used in the Bible in different ways. What's the fucky one? That's what I feel.
Tim's got that
towards Nika.
Stop. I'm talking about my love. I don't think it's phileo, even though it sounds like...
Phileo's like friend one.
Phileo.
Like Philadelphia is the city of
like, if you're just friends with someone, you'll phileate them.
And yes, exactly.
If you love someone, you'll gape them.
Exactly.
Ooh, just boy.
Mama mia. Eros,
that's the fucky one, like Yuri on Ice. Now I get it. Okay.
Oh, cool.
I had to like run and like wash my shirt again so I could be matching again this week.
We are all matching
in the laundry
again.
But I'm really proud of us.
I've been wearing this for a whole week.
All got our uniform on.
I did.
Yeah, same.
Wash my again. Shirt.
Mine is just
shut
stinky.
Up. Shut up. This is, as you can tell by how terrible this intro has been, this is the second episode on a non-normal recording night, which has been less than a week since the past recording night.
Yeah. We're getting wet and wild because it's a
Tuesday! Can I just say, if you can't handle me on my first episode, you don't deserve me on my second episode. Oh. I think that's backwards.
Yeah, backwards. But
if
hey,
you
know.
That's okay.
Fuck. We got you.
We are a Academy Award nominated fifth edition.
And maybe
Dungeons
at this point winning, we don't know.
Yeah, no, we definitely have lost at this point.
No, we're gonna win.
Okay. But it's okay. We were still nominated.
That's what counts.
We do an actual play podcast where we play fictional characters who try to save the world a bunch of times.
Succeed.
Yeah. They have succeeded thus far, mostly.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I play Toby, a 39-year-old illusion gnome wizard.
But he's a teen, though.
Yeah, he's essentially 19. A 39-year-old teen. Yeah, he's essentially like 15 or I don't fucking know. He's not an adult.
I play Eludra, the dwarven warden. Also, she's a queen.
I play Jayla, a paladin, and she has no title.
Just Jayla.
Jayla.
Just Jayla.
But she fucks a queen, so...
That's right. So she's a queen, too.
She's like a concubine or something.
Jayla, queen fucker.
Jayla, the queen fucker.
That's it. That's
consort?
Her title.
Yeah,
she's the queen consort. I like that. That sounds very good.
Can I tell you, there was something that we talked about earlier today, and then, like, with Jayla mm-hmm. doing stuff, and then I had this conversation in my head that if it happens on the podcast, we'll be like,
yeah,
great. I'm excited.
Okay. Are you guys going to get married, or are you going to save, is Jayla going to be your paramour? And then you're going to become politically married one day.
I have a son, and his name is Bucky.
Well, that doesn't anything. You're not going to marry him,
Bucky's
probably.
I'll probably marry him off.
Oh. I love how you didn't 100% close the book on that. You said probably.
Got it.
Shit might get weird. You don't know.
Yeah.
Bachman, who do you play, buddy?
I play Steve. I am a meaty boy artificer.
He's essentially
he's a Frankenstein.
He's a warforged, but he's made out of meat.
Yeah. I'm made out of bits.
Bits and bobs.
Which is fun.
Commoners love him. Click here to find out why.
All right, cool. This is fun. Let's roll everybody like a d20.
Oh, shit.
I got a nat 20.
Let me roll the spin down counter. 11.
Oh.
You have a 6. I rolled an 11 also.
And not a spin down counter, yet we rolled the same number.
Wow.
I rolled a 15.
Nika, who would you like to do the recap?
Who did it last time? Could you remind me, please?
Was it
Timothy? Please, Timothy, will you do it again?
Oh, Nika, don't make me do it. Come on.
Okay, never mind. I want to play games with you in the future. Bachman, ooh, please do it so that we all
can
do it.
No, don't make me do it. Come on.
She doesn't want to play games with you, Bachman.
I know, shit. Well, we were trying to figure out if Salami came back, which he/she didn't. Then we were all like, well, let's go get this book, I guess, the Tome of Knowledge. So we went to go get it, but little did we know, it was surrounded by half-breeds. slimes and men. Well, okay, so wait, what exactly did they mate with? Like, which race?
I'm sorry, I can't tell you that.
Well, okay. Whoa, we haven't been agreed with
you. You have to find out in the story.
And we'll find that out next week. the slimes we find out have been fucking around. And they've been fucking terrestrials. Mm-hmm. And maybe
probably humans, because there's a lot of humans.
Probably humans, but we don't know, per your own words. So they could be anything. They could be gnolls.
Humans.
They could be kobolds. They could be orcs. They could be
cowboys.
Cowboys, Indians.
I said cowboys.
What if they were mules? Right. Or mule, which mule. Is
oh,
half
yeah.
human, half dwarf, I believe.
What if they were just mules?
Oh, they're mules.
Yeah, they could have been just donkeys. We actually don't know, and they might not have known what the intelligent races were.
This is their fault because they like just picked up like dogs and cats in the street. Like, these aren't smart at all. What's going on?
I think the main takeaway here is that it didn't go well, and they are unable to hold form, and they're just oozing around doing acid damage to who knows what, and. Toby got a hold of a book. He read about 6 seconds worth of...
No.
Which to- What?
14. We agreed it was 14 because I had haste.
And his eyes rolled back in his head. Well, and he it would had be a 12. Seizure, it was too much power for
it's
him.
It's 12 for a normal creature. I have a 21, Michael.
That doesn't affect.
He's
your,
21. He can drink.
That doesn't affect time. That's so no, smart that you bend time.
No, I am like our good friend Christina, wait, who does the book reviews. And because I'm smart like Christina's smart, I can read fast. So push.
He can anticipate the bullshit like first paragraph, introductory paragraph, because he's so smart. So he got to skip that and go right straight to the thesis.
Yeah.
So
these are old wounds that we're dredging up here.
Yeah, I think you guys are fighting. I don't like it.
I'm not.
So he read a little bit, you know, just enough to be dangerous, as they say. And then we ended the podcast. And there's a slime inside a donut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely a slime in a donut somewhere.
And that's
a
it.
Metal donut.
But we don't have to ever think about that again.
It's going to be there forever now.
We should, you really should, sucks. Well, you should dispel it so we can fight it.
Sure.
Roll
get
for
that experience.
No, I want it to stay in the donut forever.
Yeah. You got to grind.
I'm convinced we're never going to level ever again. So
probably not.
It's not this arc. Probably not. I mean, we're kind of on the arc based leveling, more or less, session based, which I like. I think it's more interesting.
I mean, if we get up too high, it's like not even funny anymore. We just like instantly kill anything that we touch.
Well, no, we'll fight like gods and shit.
Well, I would like to fight a god.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would enjoy.
So you're in a city that is plummeting towards the earth right now.
Okay,
which is fun.
Well, I don't know if plummeting is the right word. It's going to take an hour. Good. It can't be going that quick.
We're high up.
Yeah.
Less than an hour now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're fighting.
While haste is still cast on me, I slowly float down to earth and I'm reading Michael. I'm reading so fast with my haste. Now,
okay.
What is it that I'm reading?
So just high level stuff. We're not going to go word for word because, you know, that would be not that fun to listen to, I guess.
Just an hour. This is the podcast this week. This is Michael reading for
you
an
promise
hour.
People reading from a book.
I love it. Audible.
Truth.
There are instructions on how to unlock the globe of navigation. So you can get it off of lockdown.
Oh, thank God.
We should have read this first. I'm sorry. I let my greed get in the way. Oh.
And there also is a whole section that you... Well, actually, give me an intelligence check.
Check or saving throw?
Check.
What's a 20 going to give me? Unnatural.
An unnatural 20.
Anathema 20.
You, from reading this, you think that Eleanor Morningfall might not be completely crazy.
Huh. Wait a second.
There does seem to be a way to... Solani's spirit is residing in another dimension right now. And you could theoretically open a portal and somehow bring... Solani's spirit back.
And what would that do for us exactly?
I was going to say, do we want to do that?
And he would be able to take Nereve back to another place that is not here.
That would be good, actually. Oh,
that sounds good.
But I do want that airship, though.
Yeah, well.
You also figure out that if you're moving the city, you could probably move it about a half a mile.
So it's still going to really fuck stuff up.
Thinking about it, it's gonna take out part of Glane.
Ugh.
Probably the area, like if you were to push it towards the ocean,
yes,
that would probably do the least damage.
Okay,
because it would mostly fall. I mean, a good chunk of it would fall in the ocean. Unfortunately, the gnomish quarter
you
would
fucking
still
dickhead
would still be destroyed. But if you pushed it the other way, gnomish quarter definitely safe. But more people, a lot more people will probably die.
Okay, so we should not do that. I think we should try to go for the Solani thing.
Yeah.
So, like, Solani thing, you know.
Can we split the party?
You can always split the party.
Okay. I cast Project Image, a
illusory
version of Toby appears. And Toby's house. I can cast it anywhere within 500 miles.
Wow.
And basically, long story short, I am going to tell them that they have 45 minutes to scooch, and they need to go around and evacuate just in cases. There's a good chance that everything on the harbor side, we're saying, is going to get smashed. We're going to try to save you, but we're not sure if we can. So everyone around there, you have 40 minutes to get out. I want to lie a little bit and give them like 6 minutes buffer.
Yeah.
Only six?
I don't know, fuck.
Because you know there's going to be someone who's like, oh, I got 40 minutes. I'm just going to wait.
Shut up.
I am leaving.
They can probably now see. It's quite so small.
I feel like they'll believe
the
it. This is like... Yeah. What is the impact? Deep impact?
Yeah.
That's what's happening
They're about
right
to
now.
Get deep impact on...
This is the road is going to be full of carts all like honking at each other, like honk, honk.
Yeah, yeah. There's going to be the road out of town block. The road into town, super not. And it'll be funny. So I do that, and I'm going to actually help organize the escape. I'm going to help carry shit because I can do that because I infuse myself with Shadowfell. So I give it the texture of skin, and whenever I close my eyes, I can see what Toby 3 sees.
Wait, Toby 3?
This is a third Toby.
Oh my
god. There's too many Tobies.
Are you just making stuff up now? I feel like you're just making stuff up now.
Well, this is an illusion, but I infuse my illusion with Shadowfell. And so
you can make it within 500 miles.
500. I didn't read the distance and I was like, oh, this is just like a really good thing. And then I saw that and I go, fuck. Yeah, you can cast it anywhere that you're familiar with. So I'm going to, Toby's going to be down there helping, but whenever I can see through Toby 1, I can't see through Toby 3.
Oh, so they're not like all connected.
Correct. And I can't connect to Toby 2 at all. So
wait, why can't you connect to Toby 2?
Because he's just a clone of me.
Oh, he's a simulacrum?
Yeah, simulacrum.
So. Question is Cheryl in danger at all? Or is she outside of the radius, the blast radius?
If you push towards the gnome quarter, she'll be fine. She's outside of the gates on the land.
Michael, I have a question I would like to add to this litany of them.
Uh-huh.
What mayhaps is Jet doing? Because I want to
what
kill him.
What is Jet doing?
What is Jet doing?
What is Jet doing?
Hold on a second. Wait.
I assume he's going to his airship so he can get away.
Wait,
and if
hold
that's
on.
The case.
He's like, okay. Help, I'm trapped inside a donut.
you don't.
Actually, the donut does disappear at this point, and there's a confused goo.
You don't know where Jet is. He was going to be at this festival, but you freed the dragon, and
he's
so
you don't
have any idea where he would be.
So I would just like to say that. I have a few personality traits and / flaws.
Mm-hmm.
We all do, don't we?
That is, I am fiercely loyal to those I consider my friends and family, and once wronged, I never forgive or forget. So I feel like Jayla needs to find out where Jet is.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be like, obviously she wants to make sure that everyone in the main party is fine, and she wants Toby to make sure that his family is fine. But she would also very much want to find out where Jet is.
Right. Okay.
But also, wait. So what's going on with the book? And we want to get Solani. That's also happening while all this is happening?
So looking in
so
the
many
book,
things.
You know that sort of either path you go, you're going to need, you're also going to need his helmet, the Starfall helmet. So
okay.
Solani's. But that is also in this temple.
Okay, so we gotta go get that now.
All right.
Yeah. All right, so we have to go get the helmet now and run as fast as we can. Toby jumps on Jayla's back and
off we go.
Is Jayla going to get the helmet or is she going to go find Jet?
I mean, if everyone else is gonna go find the helmet, but probably like in the last minute, if everyone else is doing something, she would want to go find Jet because she hates Jet more than Roz, probably. Because Jet is
you legally
good boy
have to
who
hate
backstabbed
Jet.
Us, and he was a coward, and he ran away from fighting her.
Well, I never met the guy, but I'm sure he had a good reason.
That's weird. That's a weird personality trait, Steve. Since you've been kind of hunting Nerevians and things for like four years.
I mean, I'm not going to say I wouldn't kill him, but I'm sure he's not that bad of a guy.
Wow. Well, he's trying to destroy my house, and even if we're halfway successful, he's gonna do it. But Toby closes his eyes and doesn't say anything. And he's on J-Lo's back.
Yeah, all right, we're running. Again.
I fly. We go. Actually, I won't fly. I'll just run.
And you can't fly, because I can. I give the
shit. Got your boots.
Give me my fucking boots back.
Nope. Eat shit.
I hold Toby up by his little feet and eyes take them off of him.
He is as a puppet is.
Boneless Michelle.
Boneless Michelle.
When you just go limp in someone's arms.
Eleanor goes, I know where the helmet is.
Where is
it? It's very convenient that I'm here.
It is.
It's so good.
You're really saving our asses right now, Eleanor. I feel like I was rude to you earlier, and I'm sorry.
We are going to do anything to help you get Solani back.
I'm so excited we're going to get Solani back. Ooh, this is going to work.
Yeah. It's great, but let's do our stuff first.
Okay. So, okay. I think it's, so in the armory, that's where it would be, along with all of the other artifacts and relics and great magical items that people would probably enjoy having.
Well, wait, you said there's more magical items there?
All the best ones are there.
Right, we should take them and save them for Salami to make sure that he has the best
ones. Did you say Salami? Because that
no,
hurts
I said
my feelings.
Salami. Salami. I'm sorry, okay? We've been through a lot, Eleanor, and I'm slurring my words because I'm just really emotional right now, and I just want to help you get your god back.
She's battle drunk! She drank the blood of the slimes. Now she's high as hell.
Oh. I have to give you all gifts. So I'm going to give all of you little trinkets.
Thank you.
And these
I love
trinkets. These trinkets, they're a token of my appreciation, but also they allow you to use the spell Jump if you use it within 8 hours.
Hell yeah!
Oh, wow! Thank you so much!
I love these trinkets!
I don't have Jump! Fine. Here you go, Jayla. You can have these boots back.
Thank you.
I feel like with us falling, that might come in handy.
100%.
I can cast Levitate.
You know, because it's like when you're in an elevator and the elevator's falling, you jump at the last second so
yep.
you don't die.
So true.
That work? Wow.
The evacuation's going according to plan. Shakebone's down there. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He's carrying me.
Who?
Shankbone. Our good friend, Shank and Bone.
The Etten.
Oh, yeah. The Etten. I forgot.
I've never met him before, but he quickly and succinctly told me why I should trust him. Brip Rap's there. They're all there. Cheryl's not. She's safe.
So she goes, okay, well, the armory, it's down here. It's down these stairs. Come on.
Okay.
I hop off J-Lo's back.
Eladra, I'm sorry to keep interrupting, but here, drink this. I hand her a vial.
Is it for my HP?
Just drink it.
Okay.
I love it.
I trust Steve.
Do you have any sort of spell effects on you, Eludra?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So you regain 78 hit points.
Yes!
7D.
I like him glittering right now with power.
Wait. Take 1d8, right? Times 7.
What? Jesus Christ. 78. At 13th level, 78.
I thought you said 78.
If you roll good enough, maybe you can get there. I mean, you can't, but who knows?
78. That's a lot of them. Do we even have... We don't have that many.
No, you're just going to have to really
have to do math? Oh.
Do you want me to just...
How many do you have? Roll like 3
and
then...
I have 4.
Here's a 5.
Double it times.
Okay.
Let's just do this behind the scenes. This is not interesting.
Okay. So you guys roll... you guys run down the stairs and through, and so you seem to be in... sort of a basement, and you're like, we're in Cloud City. There are basements? But sure, there are. And you eventually go around a corner, and there is what appears to be an abandoned guard post outside of two heavy doors that are closed. And Eleanor goes, the armory's in here, but it's locked.
No!
I cast Misty Step and teleport myself 30 feet past it. Or forward. I am on the other side.
Okay.
You guys, Toby disappears.
And we knock on the door.
I open the door. Nothing's in here that's bad. And that's one thing I love. I night crawler my way in. Ah!
Okay. So, the door is locked. And there is, I guess you can flip the lock from this side.
I quickly take in my surroundings, but more quickly turn around and start fiddling with the door.
You see just racks and racks of swords and staves and armor and all sorts of stuff.
Whoa.
But hopefully Eleanor will be able to point us in the right
direction. Yeah, I unlock the door.
Okay, door's open. You all see this now.
I feel like I, Jennifer, personally am very stressed right now.
Oh, wait, I can't do this. Can I run up to the door, look through the keyhole, and see through it?
I suppose.
All right, then I do it. We solved it. I can only teleport where I can see.
Do you want me to go in there?
Yeah, Nimbus could have gone in, too.
Oh,
so true. This is just a second-level spell, so I was fine burning it.
Why use a second level when you can call upon a god?
I want Nimbus to talk me to sleep every night.
If you at home have no idea what's happening, Steve can turn into a cloud of vapor, right?
So I use gaseous form, which technically I'm not allowed to talk, but Michael said it's
but I said okay if it was funny, and it's always funny
yeah, and good.
Like, he can't mechanically talk, like say look behind you and then teleport, but
we love Nimbus so much.
And Nimbus loves you.
Okay. Yeah, so you're in this armory and it's full of armor and stuff.
Are there any baddies?
Not that you see.
Okay. Get in. That was a close one. Good thing I see through the door. Poof.
Sort of in the center of the room, there's this really magnificent looking helmet.
That's the helmet.
Are there any other really good magical items in here, Michael, that we could take?
I mean, there's all sorts of items everywhere.
Can we grab all of them and put them in a bag?
I don't know if you can grab all of them because there's a lot. I mean,
what if we take multiple trips?
Yes. Maybe once we bring back our good friend Solani, we can be like, hey, man.
You probably have like 35 minutes left.
We probably don't have time
before.
To look for the loot right now.
We could get a lot of loot.
35 minutes left?
That's true. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stressed.
All right, then I'm not going to cast a ritual. That seems very stupid.
Yeah, can we take a long rest?
I was gonna take a nap.
You halfway through your nap, you crash in the earth and die.
Well, that sucks.
The helmet, like it actually almost looks identical to the one that you've seen on the statue of Solani.
Nice,
cool.
Okay.
While they're going, I want to try to pick up scrolls and bullshit like that.
Okay, as soon as you touch a scroll. About a dozen swords leap off the wall and go flying towards you.
Well, make a steel shield.
And we're gonna roll initiative.
No! Shit! I'm sorry! Toby, you really messed up a lot tonight.
I'm stressed! They're trying to crush my...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, everybody. Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons. I rolled a 19, so I got a 20.
Nice job. I rolled a 2, which is very bad.
Oh, I did bad.
Wow,
I got a
this
5.
This is like reverse from last time.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
We just need to get the heck out of here, right?
15 total. So it actually is 100% reverse from last time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Ass.
Toby's so greedy. So he loves that loot.
I got a 4. Well, I wanted those magic items for to potentially make me smarter. And I'm stressed out, so I'm not. I'm stressed. Leave me alone, Michael. Stop it. You're really being mean right now. Just stop it.
I'm still. Since I was talking like Nimbus, I'm still. Nimbus.
Yeah, you can technically still be Nimbus. I mean, that doesn't cost you anything, right?
No. I mean, maybe, but nah.
He probably does. He probably cannot be Nimbus at this point, but that's fine.
No, it's concentration 1 hour. So I could still be. I mean, it uses a spell slot.
Right. So you didn't need to be Nimbus because I used a second level spell slot.
Right.
Do you want to be Nimbus or not? Because you were talking in the Nimbus voice, which I take to mean that you burned that spell slot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Sweet.
Let's do it. Let's go ham.
Okay, Jayla. With your incredible speed, you see these swords flying off the wall and heading towards Toby. And you are able to attack them before they attack him.
Okay, I was going to say, should I, like, throw myself on top of him and play, like, Mr. President kind of deal and try to protect him? Or should I just try to, like...
That is cool.
Right.
This is going to be normal D&D combat against
okay.
all these swords.
Okay, can I get in front of Toby? Maybe to the front and to the right. In mm-hmm. my head, I'm standing to the right back of him.
Mm-hmm.
So to the front, to the right, and try to fend off, do like some cool deflection kind of moves to try to get him to not hit him spot on.
I mean, and basically do so these are actually going to act as individual monsters attacking.
Okay.
So.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll just attack one of the swords.
Yeah, I mean, you could definitely get in between them and Toby so that Toby isn't yeah. surrounded.
Yeah, that's, I would like to do
that.
That's
for sure a thing.
Still give him room that he can do his Toby things.
His magic staff.
Yeah. Well, shit, I rolled a nat 1, so 11. Does that hit?
No.
Does that do anything for you?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So that doesn't. How about a 21?
21's going to hit.
Okay. I'll do 14 damage on the first hit. And then, oh, does a nat 20 hit? But this is my half staff, so it doesn't do much damage. 19 damage, additional 19.
Okay, so you destroy one of the swords. You just swing right
through. There's 11 left?
There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 left.
Hey, I took care of one for you, Toby, okay?
I was exaggerating a little bit. Now, just a swarm of swords comes, and the first one is going to attack Jayla with disadvantage.
Yes!
And it's going to miss. Second one's also going to attack Jayla with disadvantage. Let's see.
Well, I thought they were all going for Toby.
She jumped in the way.
Kayla got in the way.
Oh, shit.
Don't worry. Some of them are going to get through.
You're still brave?
No. That's what I do for my friends.
Oh, would you do that for Jet?
No, not Jet. I do it for Steve, though.
That's not a friend.
Or Nimbus. Steve or Nimbus are fine, but Jet, he's
Nimbus
always fucking up.
Nimbus will repay your kindness.
15, I'm guessing, misses?
That will miss. You're 18 is what you're looking for.
Oh, shit.
And that's not going to do it.
Fucked.
And then one more attacks you. Yeah, they're all... It is just... You're just doing all sorts of Matrix-y things as swords are flying at you.
Yes! Can we do Matrix 1, though? Because that's universally the best one, correct?
It's no, like Matrix... Only... It's like Matrix 3, unfortunately.
You're robot Jesus at this point.
What? Michael, well, why would you do this?
I'm sorry. I can't help
Goku
it.
Goku in 3.
Oh, I it's feel not like my fault. It's the game. Deep.
Yeah, that's true. It does say that. In... Matrix 3 is the only good one.
You're fucking Keanu Reeves in a rave right now.
Yeah, okay. That I feel like, regardless of what anyone else says, that's cool and I love it.
Yeah, to fuck Keanu Reeves while you're in a rave, for sure.
I have never seen a Matrix.
You haven't seen a Matrix?
None of them.
You've never seen a Matrix good. At all?
None of them.
Not even a single Matrix, wow.
Wow.
But have you seen a Matrix?
2 and 3, if you... eke out 48 minutes are good, but
I would still like to watch them. I just have not at some point.
So three swords do manage to get around Jayla and attack Toby.
Eat my whole ass. Toby's stealing the book from me. I keep trying to look what I'm gonna do next.
I have a lot of defenses.
The first
then use
one...
this trash book.
Yeah, give me my trash player's handbook.
That's like falling apart.
Yeah, that's
the
what I like.
The first one rolls a 16 versus AC.
I'm sure it misses. It misses.
Just on, okay. The second...
Yeah, my AC is 17.
Second one is an 18 versus AC.
I create an illusory image of myself. It automatically misses.
Okay. And then the last one gets 20 versus AC.
Then I will...
Can you have more than one reaction?
It's not a reaction. The first one, it just does it. But you cannot. And that's a good point. Let me double check I'm not talking out of my whole booty hole.
There's a lot of rules. You've been so rules heavy the past few eps. You're in.
Okay, I am out of reactions, so no, I cannot.
Okay. So you take 5 damage.
Okay.
Eat it.
And I take 5 damage, and I have to roll for concentration.
Has Toby ever taken damage before?
Yeah, no, I took damage last round.
But not
or
much.
Last time, because I only have 72
he
health.
Always is in the back.
Okay, and then I roll a saving throw. Ooh, I rolled a 1. Toby 3 disappears.
Oh no, Toby 3! Oh,
no. That is a bad sign. Steve. your friends are surrounded by swords.
So I changed my mind about Nimbus because I forgot that I can't cast spells.
What?
When I'm a cloud.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, I was more thinking about like all these swords coming in and me being like a cloud and they just like go right through me. But that's also not how attacks work. So, you know, in retrospect, I'd have to say that was not the best move to burn a spell slot for something that I was going to have to end.
That's what I was trying to communicate, but
you should
I loved
use
your
those words.
Sometimes it's more fun to play to lose, though. You know, I mean,
yeah, I don't want to.
No,
I didn't
want
to choo-choo or quarterback it.
Us to die, or all of the people of Glain to die.
So nobody's cut. But okay, so I'm not a dude. You, Michael, you decide if I have to burn that spell slot. But
how many spell slots do you have?
I only got 2. So. Maybe be kind.
All right.
Two at that level.
Fine. I feel like I'm being railroaded.
I'm gonna cast haste on Jayla.
Would you?
So I fucking did.
You'd give me extra actions.
Do I still have haste? There's no way I do,
not
right?
Not anymore. No, I shut that shit down. I'm sorry.
You can
and like... there was a minute where I felt like dog shit.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, I was just like,
that, that +2 to AC and...
No, I want that. I want that and I want that
yeah,
extra
you got it.
Action.
It's already done.
Oh, God. You're so good to me.
You don't have to keep asking for it. You already got it.
Okay. Aludra.
And I want to choose the closest sword.
What? What? Okay.
I want to choose the closest sword for my target.
Okay.
For my trigger.
Okay. I do it. Okay. What is this thing that you're doing?
That, you know, my reaction, my bonus action, I can choose a sword that's, well, I want to choose a sword that's 20 feet or more away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
What is happening looks like now?
This is the thing that if it can move, if it moves towards him, he gets to take a reaction against it.
Are all these swords really pointed towards Toby?
No, some of them are pointed at Jayla.
Some of them are pointed at Jayla, and they're like together.
There's four on Jayla and three on Toby.
Wait, I want to move next to Jayla.
Okay, you move next to Jayla.
And I pick the closest one that's 20 feet. That's they're more all, than 20 feet away. From
they're
me.
Not. None of them will be 20 feet away from you.
Fuck. Okay, I don't do that. But I still move close to Jayla.
Okay, you're next to Jayla.
So they're in a little clump. My friends yeah, they're are all, in a clump
everyone
together.
Is in a clump. There's just a big pile.
They're
in
a, like, 10 creatures.
There's like a small room. Dog pile. And, yeah, there's just a dog pile.
I can get up close enough to them, too.
Yeah.
So we're all in a clump together.
Yeah, make it 11, buddy.
Nice. So what I'm going to do, like, if we're all, like, let's say we're all, like, back to back to back. Like, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah,
like,
that's what
four.
I'm imagining.
Good. It's time for the wind wall again around us so the swords can't get through it. I'm pretty sure they can't because it says arrows, bolts, and other ordinary projectiles launched at targets behind the wall are deflected upward and automatically.
These aren't technically projectiles. They're really just like monsters.
They're magic?
They are very magic.
Well, they still get bludgeoned.
Yeah, you can definitely bludgeon right? the shit out of them.
Yeah, I still do the wall. I still do the wind wall around us in a little circle. So, yeah.
I think if you want to get in the middle with all this stuff, you're going to take, I would say, 2 hits. To get past all these guys.
I'm going to take 2 hits to get
so
past
So two
them.
Of them will get to attack you if you want to be in the middle with everybody.
Well, can't you, like,
I can just make
it?
The wall. Yeah, I can just make the... I don't have to be in the middle. I can just make the wall.
Okay.
It's 50 feet long, so...
Okay. I can so you'll also be on the outside of the wall.
Yes, I will.
Well, if it's 50 feet, you can probably start it behind your butt.
This is a very small room. It's, like, you're not going to need 50 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you'd be inside of it.
I can be inside of it. It's just, like, out and around. I still encase us, but I'm not in a clump.
Yeah, you're not in a clump. Man.
Okay, so that's what
Theater
I do.
Theater of the mind, you guys.
Yeah, this bit. Is, yeah. So, yeah, they have to do a strength saving throw.
So they all have to do a strength saving throw, is what we're saying.
Yeah. Well, it says when the wall appears, each creature within its area must make strength saving throw.
So all of them?
Yeah.
And you can do it. It's a small and you can do room, it in so between. Yes. You can. It's that fine where you can do it in between.
It's a foot thick.
Okay. Fuck it.
I know what that's like.
And it's 50 feet long.
Oh, same, brother.
It's also 50 feet high.
Alright. What do they have to beat? 16. Alright, that's one fail.
I'm sorry, I'm still laughing at a 50 foot long dick that's a foot thick. It's just like laying on the ground.
I don't like it.
It's okay. Like one of those things where it's like you can't move the guy out of his house. He's got to be like...
Right, yeah, he's a crane. Yeah.
Terrible proportions. He's really fit.
Four of them fail, three of them succeed.
So 13 bludgeoning damage for the ones that failed.
Okay.
And 6 for the ones that succeeded.
Okay. Great. Toby.
I cast Magic Missile, level 1.
Classic.
On the 3 that attacked me. Did we not pour out a d4? Oh, here we go. So they take 4 damage.
Okay.
That has been my turn. And then I kind of hunker up and try to get real low. Like, I'm practically underneath Jayla's skirts. I'm going to be weird. I'm going to try to hide behind Jayla's skirts.
No, do it.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Yeah, she's just not wearing enough clothes. I mean,
it's true. Awesome. I was going to say, and you've seen the live show. There's not nearly enough fabric.
But I'm, like, kind of huddling down near her butthole and her legs and her ankles,
you know,
and
what?
Feet.
I'll protect little Toby as much mm-hmm. as I can because you are like my sweet, sweet son, brother.
Help me!
Speaking of Jayla.
Okay, what is the closest sword
you're literally
to,
surrounded.
To Toby's face, though? I don't care about what's like perilous to my own. What is going to get Toby?
Okay.
So what's closest to her butt?
Yeah, what's close to my butt?
Sword D.
Are these normal sized swords?
Yeah.
Can I hit sword D with a 15?
A 15?
Yeah.
No, that misses.
Okay, can I hit sword D?
It parries it away. It parries away your
yeah.
attack.
Yeah, we shouldn't say miss ever again.
Okay.
That's
Dang it.
D&D
okay,
podcast number 1.
I rolled 5 again. Thank God I've got fucking GDAM. Oh, okay. Okay, so for my haste, I rolled... Or for my...
Thanks for editing God out of that.
Sorry. So for my first two attacks, I rolled 15s on each. But thanks to haste, I get the additional attack, so I rolled a nat 20 on that one. Does that hit my goal?
Yes, that always hits.
Okay. I got a 25 damage on that attack. And then for my bonus attack, does a 23 hit?
Yes.
Okay, 11, 12 additional damage.
Okay, so that's all on that one, though?
Yes, on the same one.
Okay. It shatters into a million pieces.
That's perfect. If I need to, and I don't know if you have to have a feat for this in 5e, but if I'm attacking one enemy and they die, can I move my next attacks to another enemy, or do I require a specific feat for that?
I mean, I think it's, you say I'm going to attack this enemy, and then we resolve it, and then you say I'm going to attack the next enemy, and we resolve it. Okay. Right?
Yeah, the big thing with using multiple attack actions is you're using your attack action. You can't go, all right, I attack once, and then I'm going to use my action to throw this rock or whatever.
Well, so I'm just
you're in attack mode, so you can attack whatever you want.
Like basically. Right now, I'll have three regular attacks with haste, as long as the haste is maintained. I'll have three regular attacks and then one bonus attack. So essentially, I've got four for a whole round.
Yes.
So I just want to make sure that
and especially haste like gives you a bonus action as long as it's like narrow.
Right.
And you don't have to. You don't have to declare
whichever one,
which ones you're going to attack all at the beginning.
So I guess, could I just say as a blanket statement, if my first attack hits and kills one enemy, then I would move on to the next enemy that is obviously not dead?
Sure, but we'll just do it.
Okay, as it goes.
It doesn't even have to be a blanket statement, because it doesn't make sense for you to kill a million shards of sword, I guess.
Right. Okay, perfect. Thank you. My turn is done.
Okay, a sword is going to attack Jayla, because she knows what she did.
I was going to say, I understand.
God damn it. I rolled a 14, and I also rolled a 1. 14 might have helped with the bonus.
The sword gives, and the sword takes away.
And then another one is going to attack Jayla, because why not? God, I roll...
roll better.
I'm sending my bad vibes to you, and it's working.
It's like I rolled like a natural 17 and a 1 again. This die is bad. I'm gonna throw it away.
I kissed that one.
And then two of them attack that little bastard Toby.
In betwixt her legs?
Fuck that guy.
Yep, they go right in between.
Oh no.
And one is gonna have an 18, and the other is gonna have a 14.
The page he's looking on has a scary looking crow on top of a skull, so I imagine he's up to some shit right now.
Okay, I cast shield as a reaction. And it misses. As it clanks down, a shield forms around Toby's skin, and it brushes up against Jayla's lower ankles, the most sensual part of a woman
it
I was
really
taught
is.
In Christian school. Yes. Yeah. So it.
That's how I learned in reading Little Women.
Mm-hmm. Michael, I have a +5 AC.
Nice. It deflects away, and you are a safe little boy.
Mm-hmm.
One turns and goes right at Steve. Entering his 20-foot radius.
No!
Wait, I thought you said they were all already within the 20-foot radius.
No, he didn't count it.
Fuck it.
Shit. I make a... as a reaction, I make a melee attack with my spear.
A spear against a sword?
So...
I played Fire Emblem.
24.
That hits,
I do...
Yeah, spear has more of a reach.
1d10. 10 plus 5. So I do 10 damage to the sword.
What does it look like when you shatter the sword?
Oh, wait, I kill it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You don't know what you done did. I hit it in such a way that, like, you find out that it was actually kind of a cheap sword to begin with. And I hit it, it kind of clips the top of the blade, which causes it to spin on the handle. And it turns out it was just like screwed into the top.
What a trash sword.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you don't make sure you know where you're buying your swords from.
Yeah.
Don't buy
swords from a fair.
Don't buy them from Spirit of Halloween.
Yeah. Trust me.
Spirit Halloween.
Because it's a blood buy your swords spear. Because it's a blood spear. If I kill a creature with the spear, I get 2d6 temporary HP.
It doesn't have blood. It's a construct.
That sucks. Probably.
Still probably.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just 5 HP, my dude. That's all I rolled.
He's probably not going to be attacked. Who cares?
Give
shit?
It to me.
You already gave him a spell.
Another one cuts you for 5 HP.
Oh, shit. I'm back to full.
You gave him a reactionary attack that we agreed in previous turns he definitely did not cast.
Exactly.
So why are we arguing 5 temporary hit points?
Because it's fun to use your cool weapons.
That is true. That is
true. And another one attacks Aludra. And that's going to not even be close to her AC, which is extremely beefy.
They're just so powerful.
I don't know that I really like want to waste a whole lot, because I feel like that's one of those things where it's a bonus action. And unless I do another, like, do you only have so many bonus actions a turn, or are they just all bonus actions?
You can do one reaction a turn, essentially.
Well, right.
I think it's one bonus, one reaction.
Okay, so if I have a bonus, unless I use a bonus action for something else, I think it's safe to say I would always use this ability. You know what I mean? Like, do you really want me to waste time saying it from now on, or can it just always be whatever's closest?
It's fun to remind us, you know?
Okay.
Like, yeah, because so Michael's know not going to remember.
Well, no, I would remember to do it, to do the reaction.
You should probably still say you? It.
But if for the audience,
just, like, yell
my
out,
friend.
Yeah, I mark.
That's true.
I mark this and then go forward.
Okay. Steve, you're up.
So, supposing I wanted to grab it, because these swords all have handles, right? Like, they're normal-ass swords.
Sure.
The normal human-sized sword. Supposing I want to grab one.
You could grapple it, yeah.
Can I then use it to hit another sword?
Yes, but I don't... It would look cool.
Yeah, I think so.
Fuck it, sure.
Okay.
I think I might... Well, I'm going to make you grapple it first.
Right, yeah,
sure. I'll have you make an athletics to see if you can get it, and then you can attack with it.
Okay.
But it's definitely going to have an advantage to attack you next turn.
If I don't grapple.
Either way.
Oh, well, that's fair. Athletic. Ooh. Why didn't you guys stop me? 15.
Sure, you grab it.
I grab it! So Steve is just struggling to hold on to this sword that's flailing around in the air, and he's just, whoa! That's what's going on with Steve in his neck of the woods.
Well, you can use it to attack another sword now.
Oh, because grappling, I have to use the attack.
I'm saying that you can do both.
Okay, I do it.
I just wanted to make it a little bit harder for
17.
You. 17 will meet, so that hits.
Okay.
If it's meat, it's meat.
I don't know how the damage on that works out. It's a little weird.
Roll a d8.
Yeah, Chris is bad at games. Asks, do both swords take damage?
I mean, that sounds cool.
Wait, it's a single d8?
Yeah.
Oh, this is not effective. That is a very ineffective maneuver.
Toby took 5 damage, if you remember.
Yeah, I know. I swing this sword and hit the other sword. And they both take 5?
They are both destroyed.
Oh, shit. Okay. No, that's fine.
Nice job. So effective.
Very effective.
And I'll give you inspiration for doing that.
Nice.
Okay, Aludra.
Okay, so how many swords are left?
There are 3 swords left.
3 swords left. Okay. Are they in such a way that I can, like, move up to them and...
You're very close to all of them.
Okay, cool. But I want to get them and not my friends once again. Is that possible? In a 15-foot cube. Can I do that?
Let's see, because they're the ones that are around Jayla and Toby still.
Or alternatively, could I do it?
Oh no, wait. One of them's on. Oh, I think actually the one that Steve just broke was the one that was on you. So yeah, sure, you can get them all.
Yay. Okay. So I want to do a thunder wave.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I've done a thunder wave in like a billion years.
It's a good spell.
It is a good spell. So they have to make a constitution saving throw, these old swords.
What do they have to beat?
16.
They all fail.
Yes! Okay, so number one, they are pushed 10 feet away.
Nice. Michael, would you say they fail like an old Githyanki man?
Oh, shit. Oh my god. I did not think about that. They also get 13 thunder damage.
Damn, that's a lot of damage, girl.
For me, yeah, it is.
Describe what it looks like when you destroy all 3 of them.
Oh my gosh. Well, the number one good news is that my spell emits a thunderous boom audible out to 300 feet.
Wow.
And also, these specific swords, they scream when they die. they shatter, they shimmer in the air. It's beautiful. It's really a nice moment.
Everyone close your eyes. They keep shattering.
This is very dangerous.
All right. Rains of shards all over everybody.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think.
Well, your wind wall still exists, so it's probably blowing all the shards in the ceiling.
It's in the ceiling. It's all safe. Yeah. We're all good.
You know, everybody, that was really fun. And I think this is a great time for us to end this episode.
Yeah. I don't think so.
No.
I think we should go for another 25 minutes.
Please.
We did a really long one last week.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true.
And I'm sleepy.
Jennifer's sleepy.
So which and we are about to read what scrolls I picked up. And classic Dungeons and Dragons, Drunks and Dragons.
Cliffhanger style.
Cliffhanger style. I'm about to read some shit. So.
Right. And we'll find out what you read next week.
Yeah. Well, let me let these fans.
I definitely never said there were scrolls, but okay.
What are they?
Well, I grabbed them, and I do have them, and that was fun that I held them. So let's let the fans have something akin to reading at this cliffhanger.
It's reviews.
So I'm going to read some reviews. Alex Opiza from Canada says, "A fantastic world of the imagination. G'day, mate. On the eve of my 16th birthday, and after a few months of catching up, almost there, I finally decided to review this wonderful podcast. It is quite the funny experience, and I highly recommend it, but I miss the explosive poop jokes."
I'm sure they'll be back.
You're so young.
We did a poop at the sewers.
Do we need more
juice
poop?
Juice mass.
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, I just said, do we need more poop?
I mean, probably.
Probably. Juice Math says, "Waited way too long to review." You probably did. "I have been listening to this podcast for 2 years now, and it's my favorite thing about Mondays. I have yet to watch you guys on Twitch, but one of these days I'll find the time. The story Michael tells is very well done, but I'm not sure why person gets to play four people. That seems a little unfair, but seriously, Jennifer feels like the heart and soul of the podcast. I'd be very sad if Eludra died. The podcast wouldn't feel the same. Nika's cold-blooded portrayal of Jayla is amazing. Bachman is ever hilarious, and Tim's branding will always keep the show on track. I could write more about you individually, but it is hard to put into words how wonderful you all are as an ensemble. Your style of humor always puts me into stitches, and I can't wait to see what the rest of the year has in store." Mine Wizard says, "Only about halfway done, but loving every minute. I just got to episode 2015, which is a lot. Just got to the I read that wrong. I just got to the 2015 live show and the switch to 5e after finding this podcast a few months ago. I planned to wait until I got caught up before the interview, but it is just too fantastic to wait. Every episode has either had me laughing out loud or on the edge of my seat from compelling story, or both. I can't wait to catch up, even though I will be very sad and not be able to binge several hours a day anymore. Joe Bernhardt says, "Fantastic. After catching up with my other D&D podcast," no, there's others, "I stumbled upon this one. I listened to this at work, and it helps me get through my long, boring day. Thanks and laughs." Genova, the real one, says, "Goofing around with friends makes the best D&D. Mainlined the entire series. Not sure what to do with life now. Please send help. Also, pretty, I'm sure, a commoner is anyone who isn't a noble. Not that they'd be any help. Steve, really. Maybe they would give him an extra leek of potato, realistically."
That really made me laugh a lot for sure.
Wookie,
here is a leak for you.
Wookie Madclaw says, "Better late than never. Sorry, Tim. I've been listening since episode 3 originally aired."
It's never too late to review.
Never too late to review. "And I have listened to this full series more times than I can count. And I have even listened to the entire series in reverse order more than
once."
What?
As odd as it sounds, I should have done this a long time ago, but life gets busy. I forgive
you. Is it just like you listened to the latest episode then went to the next latest? Or did you actually reverse the podcast?
That is how you summon the Dark Lord.
If you listen to our podcast later, Satan will show up in your living room and drink Coke and rum with you.
That was great.
Time passed me by, and I think I eventually became afraid of being the late review that gets the crew down, so I chose to remain invisible. The crew deserves more than that, so I'll finally add my small voice to the many. The crew is
We love it.
I love it. The crew is incredible, and if you have any interest in D&D at all, then you owe it to yourself to give them a try. A message to the cast: hopefully one day I'll level up my job and have a schedule that allows me to watch live on Twitch streams, but for now, I catch the ones I can. PUBG lunches, baby. They didn't say maybe. If KikiCon ever makes it a Tejas, you better believe I'll be there. You can't imagine how much your work has meant To me over the years. Thank you for everything you do. You're all beautiful inside and out. That's true. Aura Don 5 Canada says, fun and hilarity with a group of great people. G'day, mate. G'day, mate. I started listening to this past February and have been holding off and posting a review until I'd caught up. And then I caught up a month or two back and just didn't get around to it because my mom and I use the same iTunes account. In any case, this podcast is excellent fantasy adventure with compelling characters with a story that's so well thought out. The DM has an answer for whatever curves the players will try to throw at him. The cast has a playful banter that has kept my anxiety down as I shift from one short-term contract to the next in my unstable work life. And all of them seem like people that would be great to hang out with. I can confirm that's true. Which is why I recently started trying to catch the Twitch streams when they were going on. Thank you so much. Pants on Head 719 says, good times to be had. Came in and listened to the episodes featuring Jake Young and Holden McNeely.
Oh, nice.
And now I'm listening from the beginning and loving it so far.
Love those guys.
Love those guys. Teal Hydra, perfect for your D&D fix. I started from the beginning and a year later I am finally caught up. Such an amazing journey with fun characters and hilarious players. They don't take the game too seriously, which is exactly the way it should be played. Anyone who likes D&D will absolutely love this podcast. Thank you. Oh boy. Those are such good reviews.
Those are great. Thank you, everybody.
They were so fun. And
thank you for those reviews since Thursday. Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, those are all since Thursday.
Wow. So nice.
No, seriously. We are actually in behind the scenes stuff. There's like been some weird like co-podcasty things where they're like, we don't really know how to split up, you know, money or airtime, so we're just doing it based on iTunes reviews. So the Geekly Inc. community, that actually doesn't apply to this podcast, but it's fine. The Geekly Inc. community has been so great reviewing all of our different shows that, you know, people think we're more popular than we are.
Yeah,
and here we are. So, you know, as I say on Twitter a lot, go review us, but most importantly, review every single podcast that makes you laugh. We give you a lot of shit for not reviewing us as a joke, but seriously, every show you listen to, please review. Even if it's a huge one, you know, if you love The Adventure Zone, review it. It helps them.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
If you like something and you cannot donate to a Patreon or whatever, iTunes reviews are the easiest things that help out.
Definitely.
They help almost too much in the world of podcasting.
That being said, if you do donate to Patreon, still review.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's the point. You're off the goddamn hook. I will love everyone. I would give everyone an appropriate smoochie if they left us a review. Appropriate.
I left a review.
Appropriate. That would be on the cheek or on the hand.
I will give over the pants handies to everybody who gives us a review.
Yeah, I left a review. Nice. Nika, you know that's a horrible idea you just said.
I know
next
it is.
Next MeeklyCon, you're going to gonna be kiss 500 nerds on the face.
Well, they can all line up and...
Well, I will
get
be...
Get the smooch in line.
13th in line.
Hey, everybody, if you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, the hottest nerd news, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished fighting those dang swords, head on over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll be back next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
you ever, can we play games together or can we not play games anymore together?
What are you talking about?
I got real mad whenever we played HOTS, and then I felt bad about it afterwards, and I just was really hoping we could play games together still.
Oh, you're thinking that I sequestered you to the donut, if you will.
Well, I don't know what that means, but is that where you don't play games with you anymore?
Well, I was where I lock you in a tube.
Donut play games.
That was very
good. Very well. You guys very well done.
I like to make bad puns.
Some of the background music and atmosphere in this episode was from Sirenscape. Check them out and enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.